Thanks for calling us here at HBO. This is Winford, floor supervisor. How may I help you?
Yes. I was calling. You are the third person I talked to. I thought the last lady said she was a supervisor. She transferred me over to you because I have a complaint. You had a technician that you were supposed to send out to my house on Thursday. The appliances weren't delivered. Guy called in before he arrived here. I let him know the appliances weren't here. He was like, okay, we'll have to reschedule. He was like, I'll call in and let him know because I can't hook up the water line unless the appliances are there. I said, okay, that's fine. He said, I'll have them rescheduled. He said, I can come out there and do it Saturday. I'll have them rescheduled the same time. The time frame was 7 to 1. Okay. So he called. Somebody from your office called me because I dialed this number back to talk to somebody. And they said, okay, we got you scheduled for Saturday, 7 to 1, a technician to be out there to hook up your water line. Okay? They didn't hook it up Thursday. They didn't hook it up today. I sat around all day from 7 to 1. Nobody called. Nobody showed. Nobody called me the day before that they ensured somebody would call me Friday night to let me know a technician estimated time of arrival. Nobody called me. So I sat around here all day from 7 to 1, and when I called back, the lady said she reached out to the technician. So she reached out to the technician is what she said, and when she spoke to him, he said, that's not on his route. Somebody scheduled it too late. He can't do the service. It'll have to be rescheduled. Okay, this was 2 days ago that it was scheduled. So for him to say it was too late and somebody threw it on his thing, I would like a technician out here today because I don't have days to be sitting up here and rescheduling over and over. The second time of a reschedule, and it's really inconveniencing me to be sitting around here for hours when a technician not coming. Somebody needed to be on top of the job, either giving me a call and let me know. Either he should have been calling and saying, hey, I ain't going to be able to make it to you or something, but that's not professional. At the end of the day, I sit around and wait 2 days for a technician to come out here and nobody come out here. And I already paid for this service for somebody to come out here and install it. I understand guys get busy, but he should give a heads up. Professional-wise, if you know you can't do the job, then you should have said something at the beginning. What I would like is I would like for you to find another technician because I'm assuming that you use multiple technicians that you can send out here. I don't care.
What's your phone number?
Out here and my phone number is 330-802-1427.
One moment.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.